Today is stewardship weekend renewal. So I'm going to ask you to pass in the stewardship forms and pencils that are on the side of the pews, if you could pass those in. But don't begin filling it out yet. I want to talk to you first before we start filling those out. But I would like you to have those in your hand as I talk, because I'll be making reference to them. So ideally, this would be one for each member of the family. So spouses, you'd have one each. So it just helps us to keep things more clear when we put that together, when we take all that information from those sheets. In business and economics, there's a principle called the Pareto principle. And it basically goes that 80% of your output will come from 20% of your input. So for example, in the garden, if you go out and you just scatter seed, then normally 80% of the fruit will be produced by only 20% of the seeds. Or if you have a business, often 80% of your revenues will come from 20% of your clients. It's a strange phenomenon that that's how it works through all kinds of things. Things in the natural world, things in the business world, things in the family. 80% and 20%. So Matthew Kelly, who runs Dynamic Catholic, decided to do a study of parishes to find out if that principle applies to the parish life. He wanted to see if 80% of what's going on in a parish was being done by 20% of the people. He said he was shocked to find that, no, the Pareto principle doesn't apply to Catholic churches. He said instead it's 7% of the Catholics are producing 80% of the volunteer hours. 7% of the Catholics are providing 80% of the financial resources for the church. And he said, let's think about what the church does in simply worldly terms. The church feeds more people, clothes more people, visits more prisoners, cares for more sick, provides more education than any other institution in the world. He said, and think about this. All of that is being done by only 7% of the Catholic population. He said the church is a sleeping giant. He said if we can only increase 1% each year, think of the transformation in the world that would be done if the laity came awake to their call. Again, the time we are in right now, I think, is a time the Lord is clearly saying it's time for the laity to awake, to embrace that mission. And so when Matthew Kelly looks at this, he goes through and he says, well, what would that look like if we were to increase in our parishes this 7% number? And he refers to the 7% as dynamic Catholics. And that's where his institute name comes from. He says, what makes a dynamic Catholic? And so in their study, they studied the practices and the lives of those, in a sense, that are in the 7% to see what are the marks of a dynamic Catholic. And he came down to four main aspects: prayer, study, generosity, and evangelization. And so as you're going through the stewardship sheet today and thinking about your own involvement in our parish, ask the Lord, you know, what area of those four needs the most work? Where do I need to push myself more? Is it in prayer? Is it in study? Is it in generosity? Is it in evangelization? And so I want to go through each of those very briefly. Prayer. Now he says the fact that prayer is one of these doesn't mean the other 93% aren't praying. He says what is different about the 7% is their prayer is structured. It's a habit. That is, that the 7% normally have a certain time that they pray, a certain place they pray in, and a certain structure to their prayer. For some, it might be daily Mass. For others, it might be a daily rosary. For others, it might be sitting down in a certain place in their home and reading Scripture. But the fact is that in the 7%, there's this structure to it. So within our stewardship sheet, under spiritual would be probably the most opportunities for prayer, particularly Eucharistic adoration, a holy hour each week. What a great way to get that prayer time with the Lord. The second is study. And he said on average, the 7% study 14 minutes per day. So it's not a huge amount, But 14 minutes per day, either reading a Catholic book, studying the Bible, learning about their faith in some way, always wanting to know more about the Lord, hungering for that. In this section of stewardship, that would be under Christian formation and education, things like the RCIA. It would also be under spiritual, things like the Bible study, or the book study that Father Dooley is going to be leading in just a couple of weeks. These ways of studying the faith more deeply. The third, generosity. He said, in addition to generosity of time and finance, it's also just it's a generous spirit that marks the 7%. He said, yet they would all say that it begins at their financial commitment, because we live in such a time where the love of money is strong and the want of material things. And so they're very intentional about tithing. Tithing of their finances, and that would be, of course, in the right-hand section, stewardship of treasure, but also tithing of their time. And that would be pretty much everything else on the stewardship list. Giving time as a liturgical minister, or being a member of the Knights of Columbus, or working at St. Vincent de Paul, but sharing oneself. And he says you'll see this flow over into that 7%'s other parts of their life. These are the most generous parents, the most generous colleagues. These are the ones most likely to be generous to strangers. That generosity that envelops their life. And then finally, evangelization. And what he said was, what he found interesting about this section is that one of the questions that was asked to the 7% was, are you an evangelist? And he said less than 1% answered yes. They didn't see themselves as evangelists. But he said when he began interviewing them, he would hear about, you know, a great book that they had recently read, a Catholic book. And he'd say, well, where is that book? Is that on your bookshelf, or is that, you know, on your bedstand? Oh, no, I gave that to Tom last week. Or they talked about a favorite CD. Well, where is that CD? Oh, I gave that to Jenny last month. She has that now. They didn't realize that they were evangelizing. They were trying to spread the Catholic Christian worldview. That it's simply in trying to pass on something to another person or invite them to something. And so again, evangelization could cover all of these if we simply decide to invite one person to what we're already doing. If we're going to a Bible study, we invite one person. That's evangelizing, whether they accept it or not. We're a lector and we have heard somebody else speak well. Hey, why don't you think about being a lector? That's a form of evangelization, drawing somebody deeper into the heart of the church, somebody closer to using their gifts. Do we want to be a dynamic Catholic? Or do we want to be a mediocre Catholic? At the end of our life, we're not going to be judged on that we were the number one Buckeye fan, or that we made the most sales in our business. It's going to be what kind of Christian were we? Were we mediocre Christians? Or were we dynamic Christians? And in our time, we need many, many dynamic Christians, dynamic Catholics. So I ask you just to pray about, is the Lord asking you to continue your involvement, to increase your involvement? What does it look like to take another step towards being fully that dynamic Catholic, that full, engaged Christian we're called to be? So we'll take a few minutes now to fill out our stewardship forms. And then you can put those in the offertory at the regular offertory time. Or if you need more time, you can take those home and then bring them in next week, or you can go online and fill it out there.